Welcome to Watch Mojo. And today we're looking at bands whose musical quality and popularity were undermined by the lead vocalist's relatively poor ability, stage presence, or public image. That's not counting frontmen who destroyed the group with serious scandal. And that's the price that you pay! Number 10. The Murder Junkies. G.G. Allin. Amidst the subversive politics and showmanship of New York's hardcore punk scene, G.G. Allin definitely stood out. I am the highest power, the leader of the pack. The prolific frontman's twisted act claimed infamy with the Murder Junkies. Their dynamic musicianship was overshadowed by Allin's guttural raving of the most morbid lyrics. On stage, he terrified audiences with mad antics, disgusting stunts, and self-harm. Off stage, he was known for extreme views and substance use, leading to his death at the age of 36. The Murder Junkies carried on, but with less attention. Still, Allin's deliberately divisive aesthetic had narrowed the band's following while revolting critics and audiences. Even some punks feel he cheapened their confrontational culture. Whatever one thinks of Allin, he's considered one of the most shocking rockers to ever defile the stage. Number 9. The Smashing Pumpkins. Billy Corgan. There's no denying the Smashing Pumpkins frontman's versatile talent as a songwriter and guitarist. As a singer, though, Billy Corgan has always divided audiences with his weak voice and brash delivery. It never fully fit the band's otherwise tight sound, despite Corgan's insistence that he is the band. His notorious ego is evident in live performances of more swagger than actual energy or charisma. Never mind the offstage drama behind regular band turnover through the years. In the meantime, Corgan has had polarizing vanity projects, a scandalous love life, pretentious interviews, and more. The Smashing Pumpkins remain a beloved staple of 90s alt rock. Still, even fans say they could have been more if Corgan had the leaderly chops to back up his reputation. Number 8. The Strokes. Julian Casablancas. The Strokes' infectious artistry was indispensable to the rise of garage rock revival in the 2000s. But is Julian Casablancas really so indispensable? Though he's a talented songwriter, his bombastic and seldom melodic vocals have divided listeners. The same goes for his slumping about and preoccupation with crowd work during concerts. It may drag down the flashy musicianship for some. One thing people can agree on is that Casablancas' brazen public image and conflicts with his bandmates are distracting. That he's given so much attention to his mixed-reviewed side project, The Voids, is also an outrage to some fans. Certainly, The Strokes deserve the underground renown. It's just that if they've lost a wide audience consistently over time, Casablancas stands at the center. I get it right, son.